You talked a little bit about our active contribution to the Bayan Product Certification Working Group. And I think that's been a notable contribution that we at Suntec have made. How has this collaboration generally influenced the certification process and the Bayan community as a whole?
See, Peter, as I mentioned before, Bayan's Product Certification Working Group is responsible for helping members to achieve Bayan conformance. We have been members, not only members, we have been very active contributors to this working group. Let me give an example how our interactions with Bayan working group actually help to get into far better view from a conformance perspective. So Bayan initially had only three categories of roles in their solution. So first role they keep referring was core, which means the entire function is performed within the application or within the product without any dependency whatsoever on any other application. Okay. If I want to give an example, look at typical core banking system. Now, this system would perform many operations, including transactions, without dependency on any other system. Now, that role of that system in the banking landscape is called core role. Next role was a proxy role, which means there are some other applications in the system, or there is a system of origination, or there is a system of records. That system does a primary function, but there are other systems which are dependent on that proxy. Classic case would be CRM system. So the CRM system will be a master system to manage any customer data or any records related to customer. But for other systems, they would need some of the portion of that customer data, or they would need some dependency on the customers maintained in CRM system, would become a secondary system, and they will maintain only a copy of required data. And to perform the operations in that application, they are dependent on the CRM layer application. So in that case, the system which is dependent on another system called proxy as their role on the landscape. Now, thirdly, it is called external role, which means that application in the landscape has very specific functions. It may be a document management system, or it can be any other system which is there in this landscape, but not necessarily it is the system that is required to be used to perform a specific transaction or specific service or specific product or anything to be done by the system. So in such case, this system will be called external system. Now, when we were evaluating our entire journey for Bayan conformance, what we noticed that for a system like ours, which is a very specialized function system, like we manage the revenue, we manage billing, we manage pricing. So those are the actions that we perform. But for performing those actions, we need to collaborate either with the core banking system because they hold the account or transactions are held in that system, and we have a dependency on that system. We went with our view. We presented our view to the working group, and we did a lot of deliberation, a lot of brainstorming with the members. All members were part of that. That we will probably need to introduce a new role in the overall Bayan scheme of things. And this need was well received. This was well recognized by working group. And then the group agreed with our recommendations. And now Bayan framework recognizes four roles. So core complete or core partial, the new role which we influence to introduce in the Bayan landscape, or partial and proxy. So that means these four roles are going to be helpful for a much larger community which want to get onto a Bayan conformance journey, but which are the products which are very similar to us, which are not a core banking transaction system or which are not the major system, but yet perform a major role of achieving certain outcomes in a banking landscape and are extremely important in banking platforms. I think that is the influence what we could do and which is going to be helpful for most of the other members to come forward and achieve Bayan conformance. Now, over and above, based on our conversation, based on the contributions we are making with Bayan, I am very glad that we have been invited to join some other working groups as well. So today we represent on Bayan Adoption Working Committee. We also have a representation on Bayan Architecture Committee. And recently, we had Bayern annual conference last year in London. Suntech presented on the keynote speech there. There was a recent member-only event in Cape Town. We presented a standardization across continent case in that forum. So I think this collaboration with Bayern is getting deeper and deeper every day. And it is not limited only to us as a Suntech getting benefited, but it is far much more and far helping a lot more community members in the Bayern scheme of things.
Thanks for elaborating that, Madhav. And you mentioned community members. So if you look at the framework from the customer perspective or from a bank perspective and the banking industry at large, could you outline a few tangible benefits that customers get by aligning to this framework?
I think there are very tangible benefits which bank can benefit from, or our own customers for that reason. The first I can think immediately is interoperability. Bayern standards provide standard interface, standard definitions for services, enabling those interoperability between different systems and applications. Now, this interoperability becomes the first tangible benefit for banks to start adapting, which will help banks to much more easily adapt the standards, reduce their interconnectivity cost. Their time to market is dramatically reduced, and that helps them to probably look at new products and services in shorter period of time. Now, second benefit I can think of is a modularity and reusability. Now, because the Bayern framework is very, very modular in approach when it comes to system design or when it comes to the service domain designs and the components, they can be very easily reused across multiple applications. Now, this modularity will enhance the flexibility and scalability at which IT infrastructure today operates in bank. Now, third is naturally, because we have got a modularity and reusability, third benefit I can think of is a reduced complexity. The complexity of multiple systems talking to each other or interfacing each other gets much, much easier now. And the complexity does reduce, which helps bank to reduce their operational cost. And it also improves the reliability. Now, the moment I talk about reliability, it also helps to bring in the trust factor when it comes to a system or a service provider or a solution provider and a bank talking about having the standard structure, which is globally acceptable framework. So the moment somebody says that I am Bayern certified, or somebody says I am a global standard certified, the trust factor goes up, and that trust becomes very evident in the way partners interact with each other. Another tangible benefit I can see is innovation time. The faster innovation is what the innovation that actually helps people to reap the benefit. There's no point in start innovation and you don't achieve anything for next 1 year. It doesn't make sense for most of the people, because that innovation in a process dies. But if you're really quick in innovating, the probability of you getting some innovative outcome is much, much, much higher. And because of this for standardization, the innovation becomes much faster. And finally, I want to really, really say that it also improves from a regulatory compliance point of view. If Bayern standardizes certain approaches, if there are banks who are adapting to the regulatory requirements, the solution providers adapt to the standards, automatically the entire ecosystem becomes far, far more agile, far more improved in terms of regulatory compliance. I think overall, if you ask me, the Bayern framework can lead to far more agility, far more cost-effective, far more innovative IT infrastructure in the banks. And this enables them probably to better meet the evolving needs and become very fast responsive to their customers and market.
It's interesting that you should talk about innovation, because Madhav, as you know, in the last few years, we've seen a lot of accelerated kind of developments happening when it comes to banking technology. But if you had to look ahead a little and look at the future of how technology is evolving, particularly for banks, in line with the continued adoption of Bayern standards, you know, what do you foresee going forward?
If you see the whole industry, where the future is going to be, I believe in CCI approach. Let me explain a little more about it. The CCI approach is nothing but the customer experience. So the first C is for the customer experience. The next C is going to be a collaboration, and the I is going to be for innovation. Now let me touch upon that where I see future of banking going. Enhancing customer experience is going to be pivotal. Okay. The adoption of buy-in standards will help these banks to probably deliver much more seamlessly and much more personalized experience across different channels and touch points. Why? Because there are same building blocks, there are standard building blocks, there are standard service landscapes, and multiple systems are now adapting those standards. What does it mean? It doesn't matter whether I, as a customer, go to X channel or Y channel, or I am trying to access a product and service from X geography or Y geography. The moment all my building blocks are standard, my customer experience is going to be standard, and it is not dependent on a specific system or a specific geography or a specific specific place. So the customer experience is going to get far more enhanced. That is all going to be the focus for future. Customer has to be at the central of everything what we do. Now, this is not sufficient to say that customer is of importance. How the entire ecosystem collaborates. And that's where the beauty of this standard conformance come in picture. If the entire ecosystem in banking is going to be the standard, which allows multiple partners, be it fintech startup, be it technology vendors, be it bank's own service landscape, or be it bank's own service providers, internal or external, all of them are now talking about the same language. Now, that means there are going to be much more enhanced collaboration. And the moment collaboration becomes a key in the entire ecosystem, automatically that leads to the enhanced customer experience. Now, this together is definitely converged into the innovation. And the innovation is a rapid innovation, as I said, that unless it is really rapid, by the time you wake up next day, it is already obsolete. So people are talking about actually everyday innovation. Now, everyday innovation is possible when newer technologies can seamlessly integrate with the older systems and can still give a better experience, better delivery for the products or services. So the whole future in coming days, I see, is going to be evolving around these three key points: customer experience, collaborations, and innovations. That's what I believe it is going to significantly drive the future of banking technology.
So the CCI framework is interesting, Madhav, that you should talk about it. And as we come kind of to the end of this podcast, just wanted to ask you, what is the message you'd like to convey? One is to other technology providers and also to banks regarding the importance of adhering to an industry standard like BIAN.
So let me try to summarize takeaway from this conversation. The importance of adhering to industry standards cannot be overstated, okay? Especially today when we are rapidly evolving the entire banking landscape. What I believe is the technology providers and banks, the adherence to industry standards like BIAN is just not a best practice, but it is more strategic imperative. Okay? By embracing these standards, you are not only committing to interoperability and collaborations, but you're also unlocking the world of opportunities for innovation, for agility, for customer centricity. I think for banks, adapting banking standards or BIAN standards is much more essential for modernizing their core, modernizing their entire IT architecture, improving their operational efficiencies, or enhancing the customer experience. By standardizing process and interfaces, you're obviously laying a foundation for agility and scalability. You're also going to look at innovation, empowering your organization to respond swiftly to the market and customer demands. It is applicable to technology providers like us as well. We adhere to the industry standards. It helps to foster the trust. It brings in a lot of transparency within the banking ecosystem. It enables seamless collaboration between banks, technology providers, other stakeholders in the entire ecosystem. So I think this collaborative approach is critical for driving industry-wide innovation and addressing common challenges all of us have been facing in banking sector. I think let's work together to shape up the future of this banking technology, and one standard at a time. And BIAN is a standard. I believe everybody should be looking at it. And Peter, I must thank you for inviting me for this episode of our podcast. Wish you a wonderful day, and thank you to our audience as well. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you, Madhav. It's been a most enlightening discussion. And this last point that you made about conforming to industry standards like BIAN is not just something that is a fad, but it is actually strategic to an organization and is absolutely essential for industry-wide innovation. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. And to you, the audience, thank you for being part of this podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. Stay tuned for more insights in our upcoming episodes. This is your host, Peter York, signing off.